Now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. A San Francisco Chronicle poll shows philanthropist Daniel Lurie is pulling ahead in the city's mayoral race. The poll shows Lurie trailing Mayor London Breed by a single percentage point in first place votes. But when ranked choice voting is taken into account, Lurie leads the mayor 56-44%. All right, Phil, what happened here? Because previous polls had Lurie, Breed, and former supervisor Mark Farrell neck and neck. So what happened?
A couple of things, and this isn't the only poll to come out this week, and we'll get to the others in just a minute, but a couple of things. Daniel Lurie is the heir or one of the heirs to the Levi Strauss fortune. That's Levi jeans. He has a lot of money, and he is using that money to get himself a well-organized and highly visible campaign. About $9 million spent so far. That's a record, including another million from his mother. So we haven't seen anybody spend money like this. This is kind of Michael Bloomberg New York money. And it's gone into an ad campaign that's basically said, okay, so Daniel Lurie is a philanthropist. He's worked with a group called Tipping Point. He's never held elective office. He's never run a city or anything like that. But that's actually a plus because the insiders have been running San Francisco and running it into the ground, and it's time to get an outsider in here. So he's basically taken the point of him not having experience, turned it into a positive, put $9 million into that, and then to cap it off in the last couple of weeks, he's launched a series of ads attacking one of his main competitors, Mark Farrell, a former interim mayor, for ethics violations and other questionable business practices. And he's hammering with that. So he's hammered Farrell down and himself up as we go into this final stage. And now he's running neck and neck with London Breed. And it's going to make for a very interesting finish because the fact is, even with all this movement, all the candidates in the polls still are sort of where they were before, you know, 20-25%. So it's anybody's ballgame.
You referenced other polls that were coming out recently. They all show the same thing, neck and neck?
Close to it. It just depends on who's in second and who's in third. There was a Together San Francisco poll, and then Aaron Peskin, who's running for the mayorship himself, had a poll as well. And Patty, what they're showing is that a lot of this is within the margin of error, that with this ranked choice voting, who's second and third votes are going to get in there. The one thing that they all have in common, however, is they have the incumbent mayor, London Breed, at about 25%. And that translates to this. Three out of four voters are looking for somebody else. And the question is, who's that somebody else going to be?
What do you think led to Farrell's drop in the polls?
The negative ads from Lurie certainly helped with that drop on that. And he might have just been seen as too conservative. There's a big push towards the moderate middle in San Francisco going on right now. And but they don't want to get too close to the conservatives. So I think that the attacks on him had hurt him very much, and they helped Lurie because, like I said, if you are a canvas and you're a blank canvas, you can paint a lot of things on there, and if you got $9 million, those things are going to look pretty good.
That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.